Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 3, 2022. What have we learned from last year? Question: what are you thankful for from 2021? Answer: it was a good year. I think people have sobered up in many ways. They have awakened, they are more reasonable. They are starting to listen, hear, and pay attention. It is no longer possible to scare or fool them the way it used to be before. It was not a bad year for the more or less peaceful development of humanity. Question: even despite the pandemic, despite everything that happened? Answer: the year was peaceful and good. It slowly, patiently taught us to understand our world. Year after year nature teaches us. However, this year went well. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 20, 2021. The fourth vaccination. Israel is introducing the fourth dose of the coronavirus vaccine. And people ask, how can it be that we have been fighting the pandemic for 2 years and in no way are managing to overcome it? Will it continue indefinitely, one vaccination after another? The best specialists around the world have been looking for a solution for 2 years, so much money has been invested in these studies and we still cannot defeat this tiny virus. It surprises us, every time. The fact is that this problem is not technical, but biological. At the degree of the human structure. The problem is inside the person. After all, a virus is genetic material, the most complex thing we have. The human body, a biological cell, is the most difficult object to study, the most complex material. Why can't we handle the coronavirus? Because we don't know for what purpose it appeared. We don't know what cells and intercellular exchange exist for. We don't know what anything exists for, we just know that it is. And that is why we cannot unravel the mystery of life, the meaning of life, even of a small cell. And since we don't know what every cell in man and in general in the whole of nature is for, we don't understand what is happening. We don't know what the coronavirus came for, and therefore, we can't defeat it. Some new biological material appears, which has its own life. But why did it arise? Why did it suddenly reveal itself right now but did not manifest before? Has it been dormant somewhere for millions of years or did it not even exist? It's as if we were looking at some unknown machine and didn't understand what it was designed for, who made it, and how it could be used. We notice the virus only because it begins to interfere with us. Otherwise we wouldn't have noticed it at all. The virus comes in order to awaken us, to correction, which means, to rise above our egoism, the desire to receive pleasure for ourselves without taking into account the desires of other people. So maybe we ourselves awaken this virus and force it to come out of hibernation? If we asked the virus what it wants from us, it would answer that it has an important mission. In nature, nothing exists aimlessly, and therefore, the duty of the virus is to have a negative impact on us. Apparently we have committed such actions that now we need such an impact of the virus. Only it can help us improve. And that's why it's very simple to get rid of the virus. We need to start taking care of each other, get closer to each other, and check how this affects all the viruses around us. You will see that the virus will disappear. Let's try it. What do we have to lose? At least it won't get any worse. The very first recipe is to fix the relationships between us, to get closer to each other, and to cleanse our society of egoistic laws, and so move forward until full recovery. From CapTV's Look from the Inside, December 27, 2021. My heart is my home. Question: throughout the history of humanity, the word leprosy always evoked fear. This disease is characterized by a very interesting feature: its incubation period lasts from 3 to 10 years, during which a person outwardly feels healthy, but in fact he is very sick. Our path of development and our life are somewhat akin to this disease. The Book of Zohar says that we can reveal the Creator and real life only in connection with others. It also calls the desire to use others for one's own sake and to rule over everyone a house infected with leprosy. Why? Answer: all my desires, my heart, is my home. It is infected with leprosy because we want everything only for ourselves. Comment: the Book of Zohar says that if the house is infected with leprosy, then it should be burned. My response: not necessarily burned. There are different types of leprosy treatment. The house can simply be destroyed, the stones and logs can be disassembled, cleaned thoroughly, and reassembled. To do this, you need to turn to a Kohen. Kohen is the quality of bestowal and love with which you should compare your heart and your qualities. The fact is that in our egoism there are four levels, which are called first, second, third, and fourth. By comparing, you can see at what level your heart is corrupted. In accordance with this, you can burn the house, or disassemble it, clean it, and sometimes you can build a new house on this place. In general, there are different types of correction. The Book of Zohar speaks only about the correction of the heart. In this life, a person does not need anything else, only this is his task. Question: is there no need to do anything else? Answer: you need to provide yourself with the most necessary things. Our world was created specifically so that we could provide for ourselves at this level, and from it, we could independently become similar to the Creator. It is because once you provide for yourself as an animal, you can grow a man within yourself. From CapTV's Close Up, Anamnesis, February 19, 2010. Michael Leitman, on Quora: do demons exist? Demons are inner forces in us, that act to our detriment. We cannot see demons, but we can feel them as inner forces that neither enter nor exit us, but awaken within. We play host to various positive and negative forces, which we give different names, such as demons, spirits and angels. Accordingly, we might suddenly experience peculiar kinds of negative sensations, like panic attacks, or on the contrary, positive sensations like outbursts of joy. Most importantly, however, among such forces, we need to hold ourselves in balance, to direct ourselves toward the meaning of life by developing relations of love among each other in order to match the absolute love that exists in nature. If we place ourselves in environments that support our calibration to achieve such balance, then we will avoid being thrown from side to side. Instead, we will become stronger in our ability to rise above their influence. Based on the video "What Are Demons?" with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. What is special about Jews? Question: is an individual, born in our world as a Jew, special? Answer: yes, because he initially has a special connection with his soul. In the animate, physical, state, he is closer to his soul than a person who was not born a Jew. We live in our bodies and sense this world, but our souls exist in the upper world. Those people who are called Jews are much closer to their souls, practically, in the union of their animal and spiritual levels. Therefore, they are more predisposed to spiritual pursuits, discoveries, and development, to something that is at the peak of human capabilities and above, but only because they are closer to their soul. If humanity begins to engage in the development of the soul, then all the rest of the people will rise to the same level. There is no doubt about that. Question: is this a certain predisposition? Answer: the fact is that this group of people was engaged in the development of the soul and spirituality for many millennia. Only in the last 2,000 years has there been a deep gap between their spiritual and physical development. From CapTV's Close Up, Return 1 September 2, 2010. When will life have value? Question. According to Kabbalah, a human is a soul. This is how all Kabbalists relate, both to the events that are taking place and to the human. Why then was this knowledge not given to us, from the very beginning? Why is it that only a small number of people have a question about the meaning of life, about spiritual development? Answer, we must develop from our very starting point, from the point of light that exploded into the volume of the universe and developed it for 15 billion years. 5 billion years ago, the earth began to form from a gaseous cloud, then the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human nature. This is an ongoing developmental process and we must participate in it. We have no idea how all these stages of development should eventually come together. Today, when we study the history of mankind and its development from generation to generation, we cannot do anything. We are obliged to follow the gradual, step-by-step way in our development. We can only speed it up. Now Kabbalah is being revealed in the world since we are asking ourselves the question about the meaning of life. Past generations did not ask about this. They were satisfied with religions. After death, there will be paradise, there will be something good, or I am living for the sake of the children so that they feel good. Such answers were enough for us, and we somehow calmed down. The current generation does not calm down. But it is just beginning to develop, and, of course, is not yet able to demand an urgent answer to the eternal question about the meaning of life. But there are already millions. Therefore, Kabbalah is revealed. If we now explain to people the meaning of existence and how to achieve it during this life, then it will acquire value. From CapTV's Close Up. Mystery of the Sphinx, February 5, 2010.